Hey, hey, you're listening to episode one of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this particular episode, we're talking about you. So not only am I going to tell you about me so we can just know each other a little bit better and why I created this podcast and all the introductory stuff, I want to help you talk about yourself in a way that makes you feel good, that you feel confident. Because I have seen so many people struggle with this, talking about themselves or what it is that they do or what they want to create in the world next. And I think a lot of times it can rob you of opportunities if you're not really speaking about what it is that you love or what it is that you want to create next. So let's get on with the show. Have you ever had a desire on your heart? Something that you've been thinking about doing, but time has passed by and you still haven't done that thing? Yeah, that was me about this podcast. So for so long, I had this dream, this desire in my heart, and I wanted to do this thing, but I kept letting life and excuses get in the way. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that I struggle with my own self-sabotaging stuff all the time, and I help teach people about how to really program their mind, get their mind and their energy and their habits in alignment with who they want to be, but it's something that I also struggle with. And I'm so proud and excited to be talking to you through this mic because I know I had to overcome some things to get to this point. But I know that I'm also equipped and I know that I'm called to help people make their dreams reality and to believe for more. And that is why I created this podcast. I didn't create this podcast because I'm a perfect expert at designing the life you want and being intentional. No. So I just want to make that clear. You're going to hear all about the things that I struggle with in hopes that it helps you too as I work through my stuff, right? So speaking of struggles, one of the things that I struggled with for a very long time was talking about myself in a way that I felt confident, especially because I was, and I still am, so passionate about so many different things. And I would be the person, like even in an interview where they would be like, tell me about you. And I'd be like, blah, 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 like all these different things, right? And I've learned from actually teaching others. I used to be a career transition trainer, so I would teach people how to transition into a career that's meaningful to them. And I worked a lot with the military as they were transitioning out of the civilian sector or the military sector into the civilian sector. I was helping them navigate that process. So everything career related, how to introduce yourself, interviews, the whole jam. And I've seen so many people struggle with this. They're like, I don't know how to condense it when someone says, tell me about you. And then I've also seen people that have their own businesses really struggle explaining about their business and what they do. And I've also been that person too. So I'll give you some wisdom on what I've learned in hopes that it'll be helpful to you. All right. So before we get on to that wisdom, let's talk about this show and why I created it. So the Intentional Mind Podcast, the desire that's been on my heart for a while because of just my heart hurt, to be real with you, when I saw people who were just settling in their life and just taking life as it is, just going through the motions. And I would see them and I'd be like, oh, you're meant for so much more and you're so gifted. And they would just settle. And I just breaks my heart. Instead of intentionally designing their life. So they're just kind of taking life as it is instead of being intentional. And I was like, I'm on a mission to help people believe for more, to use the power of their mind, to recognize the role that energy and faith plays in their creation. So that's why we created this podcast. And when I say we, I didn't do this all by myself. There were so many of my friends and just people that are so good at like the techie stuff and like making stuff, even you're gonna hear all about them, but like they helped me get to this point. And I guess that's another point I want to make is that when it comes to intentionally designing your life, you don't do it alone. You're gonna need community. And that's why it's so important that you know how to talk about yourself, because you're gonna meet people along the way and they're gonna ask about you. And if you can strategically talk about yourself, it can open a lot of doors for you. So what the heck do I mean by strategically talking about yourself? I think talking more about what it is you want, what you want to create, what opportunities you're looking for. That's you being strategic. A lot of times when we ask people, what do you do? Or tell me about you. Let's just the whole what do you do thing. Let's talk about that real quick. You know how you're in social settings, a lot of times people like they don't know you. So they look over at you and like, so what do you do? And let me just say that this would be a great question to ask if the research showed that the majority of people really enjoy what they do most of the time. Because in a sense, what you'd be doing is you'd be bringing up something that's very enjoyable to them. And then if they're feeling good and that dopamine is being released when they're talking to you, they're going to like you more. That conversation's going to spark probably into a deeper conversation, a more enjoyable conversation, right? But the reality is the research doesn't show that. The research shows that the majority of people don't like what they do. So I feel like this is not even a good question to ask when you're like meeting people for the first time. But the thing is, you're really genuinely curious about them. So you want to know more about them. So there's some things that you can ask that would be really helpful. Like, what is it that you're excited about? Right? So I'm going to give you some tips in a later episode about just really building meaningful connections with people. Because we already talked about how important that is when it comes to designing the life that you want and getting people to trust you and to want to be around you, like to be liked. That is truly important because you can't do it on your own. We need community. Our brains are wired for community. I don't know how I got into this rant. Maybe it's just a good thing to think about for the future when it comes to meeting people for the first time. But if someone does ask you what it is that you do, you can make sure that you talk about the things that you want to create that you're more excited about, especially if you're in a situation where you don't like your current job. Focus more on what it is you want to create, because when they hear more of the things that you'd like to create, they think of you for those things and they could walk away from you and open doors for you. I've seen this happen so often. So let me just give you a real quick example from my own life. Actually, before we get on with that, let me talk about one of my former clients who actually uses her gifts now to really support my business. And the way that this came about was her talking more about what it is that she wants to create. So I could meet her for the first time and I could say, what do you do? And she could just talk about her current job that she's in. But instead of just talking about that, which she did talk about her current role and things like that, she went on to talk about what it is she wants to create in the future. Like, you know, I really love designing these worksheets and I want to help people create opt-in forms and yada, yada. She spent more time talking about that to the point that I was like, oh, well, I actually need some forms created. I know people that need these documents created as well, right? And it opened up opportunity for her, which is helping her business grow. And she could have gotten stuck about not even talking about that. And maybe she would have had, at the beginning stages of our business, maybe she would have had some thoughts that maybe she's not far enough along to talk about it yet. You know, some of that mind trash shows up for us. But you know what she did? She put on the crown on her own head. So let me explain what I mean by that. It's like she has this desire in her heart, this vision of who she wants to be. And she started calling herself that, acting like that. Well, I like to do these things. I want to do more of these things. Or I guess owning that identity. That's what I mean by putting that crown on her head. And let me tell you about how I've done that in my life. And it's really served me is when I've done introductions and introduced myself. So back in the day when I moved to Beaufort, South Carolina, which is on the coast, this lovely little town, shout out to all my Beaufort people. I currently live in the upstate of South Carolina. And I live in a tiny home. That was a dream of mine too. And I love it. I never feel claustrophobic. If you have any tiny house questions, I will answer them because I really feel like this is a great decision for my current state of my life as much as I travel with my husband. So this is getting on to a little bit more about me. We'll just kind of take the path there. So my husband, he's the most fun person I know. And he is super adventurous and he's a dentist with a man bun and he loves wearing like outdoor gear, like travel clothes. You can find him sometimes in a Hawaiian shirt and we just both really own this life of being intentional and just having it be about experiences and really enjoying life. So when I say that, we drive old cars, we don't have a car payment, we really make sure our finances go towards experiences and personal growth. Like, those are things that we really value. So that's a little more about me. But anyways, back in the day when I used to live in Beaufort, South Carolina, I remember when I first moved there. So I'm originally from Michigan, West Michigan area. I used to have a house in Holland, Michigan, over by Lake Michigan, which I really loved. And I'll share more about that in the future, because I have some great stories that you guys will want to know when it comes to making your dreams reality. So I wanted to do more consulting work. And when I moved to Beaufort, I was teaching part-time yoga. So I'm also a certified yoga teacher. And I had a student come in and she had asked me about myself in general. Just tell me about you. And I started talking about, you know, what I did in the past. And I really talked more about what it is I wanted to do in the future. And I called myself a consultant. I said I was looking for consulting opportunities. And she said, you know, I don't know anyone personally that, you know, has opportunities, but I do know someone that might. And she connected me with the right person, who then connected me with another person, and then another person, and then another person, literally. And it happened very quickly. And I had opportunities come my way for me to do that kind of work. And it really just built my confidence around calling myself a consultant. And I got so many opportunities that I got to the point where I didn't necessarily want to do that anymore. I wanted to kind of shift my consulting into more communications related thing. And I also wanted to do more training. So what I did was I wrote down what it was that I wanted to do as if it already happened. And I visioned for that. I believed for that. I can talk more about that in the future, which I will. We'll be all about up on that. Don't you worry about priming your brain for what it is that you desire. But anyways, another thing about me is I used to be a broadcast journalist in the Army. And when I was in the Army, I was assigned to this mission where we handled all public affairs related to if there was a nuclear radiation kind of attack on the US. And I ended up getting more opportunities to do training with the military, helping people communicate in a crisis. And I felt like the reason I was able to get those opportunities, which is some of the stuff I still do today, was because I was really owning this identity of being a consultant, right? And anyways, another point I want to make is that if you're someone who's like, what is my thing? What's my one thing? Like, you're struggling with maybe like purpose related things. I want to tell you that there isn't just one thing, and you don't have to stress out about like finding that thing. I believe that God is going to use you wherever you're at, and that you have so many gifts, and it's just up to you to decide how you're going to use them at that specific time. And we're constantly evolving and changing. So really just follow your curiosity and be open to life working out better than you've imagined it to. I really believe that. I'm big on visioning, but I say what we do is we make our desires known and we let it go and we let it be better than we've even imagined. So that's a little random rant there. Back to talking about you. Did you know that the area on a website that is often one of the most visited areas is the About Me section? Because the human brain is very curious about other human beings. And at a subconscious level, what the brain does is it assesses if a person fits in their tribe, if they have things in common. That's how it's assessing. Why? Because the brain is wired for community. We kind of talked about that. It's very tribal. So people like people who are like them. So why the heck is this all important? It's important because when you intentionally design your life, when you start to up level and become this person that you really want to be, it's going to require you to meet additional people. People that are going to help you become that version of you, whether that's additional clients or people with different job opportunities, or you just need to get your book out or whatever dream that you have. It requires you to get people to like you, right? To get people to trust you. So you can use the wisdom of pointing out what it is that you have in common with people when you introduce yourself, to be strategic about how you speak about yourself, and truly to be genuine too, and to be in alignment with how the brain works, since you know it's assessing that. It's assessing to see if you fit in with the tribe. So what does this mean? This means that if you are going to be in a position to introduce yourself, whether that's in an interview or to an audience or to a new client or whatever, I want you to do some research and to see what you might have in common with that audience. And this is going to change how you introduce yourself because you're going to explain what it is that you might have in common using my formula. And the formula is current, past, future. So it doesn't matter who you're talking to. You can just blend in that information in this little formula. And obviously, whatever you're saying might change between each audience, right? And also depends on what you might have in common with that audience. It might be a little bit different than if you're at dinner with some people and you're meeting new people versus if you're in like a formal interview, right? So let's pretend that I am meeting with someone for a potential business or job opportunity, let's say. And I am going to do some research on this person. I'm going to look them up and I find out, like, let's say, like their social media profile. And I find out that they like hiking, and so do I. They have some pictures of them doing yoga, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm a yogi too. And I also see that they like animals. I saw pictures of their cats. I got cats. There's some coffee. They're really into personal development because I see a bunch of personal development books, all that. Like, I can relate to all of those things, right? So let's say I go and I meet with this person and they say, so tell me about you. And I say, well, currently I live in the upstate of South Carolina. I am married. I have two cats that I absolutely adore. I love to travel and hike and just really be outdoors. I love coffee and tea, and I just really love personal development, everything. I like reading all the books, listening to all the things. And the thing that really drew me to this role that made me want to meet with you is my love and passion for helping people do work that is meaningful to them, for helping people intentionally design their life and use the gifts that they've been given in a way that feels good to them. Super passionate about that. I think that came from my past around, I used to be a broadcast journalist in the Army, and I loved helping people get their story out and feeling confident in front of the camera and just believing in themselves more, helping them be proud of how they show up. And then I worked for nonprofits, and that's always great to like be part of a greater mission. And then I've done some consulting work around just helping people communicate in a crisis. And there's a lot of like managing your mind in those kinds of situations. And I love everything mindset related. So what I want to do more in the future is to help people create a vision for what they want their life to look like and align their mindset and their habits and their environment to help make that a reality. Because I've seen so much as a career coach in my past where a lot of people knew that they'd want to change their life and they want it to be different, but they didn't have a vision for that. And then they didn't have they didn't make sure that they were being the person that made whatever they desired a reality because they weren't intentional about it. And that involves, I believe, making sure that your mind, your mental programs, your identity, all of that stuff of what you believe about yourself is in alignment with what it is that you want to create, and that you have the right habits, that you have the right environment, and that you have the support in the community that you need. So I am creating a program that helps people with all of that. And I'm open to any opportunities where I can coach, speak, train, and just help people communicate more strategically so that they can design the life that they want. And not only with other people, but in their own mind. Communicate intentionally in their own, because everything starts in the mind. All right. So I know that was a little bit longer than what I would normally suggest that you do for like an intro, but I truly wanted you to learn about me. So I was kind of taking advantage of the opportunity. But you guys see where you start off with talking about kind of what it is you have in common? I say prioritize that hardcore, because that's going to make that person like you more and want to listen to you. Then make sure the second thing to prioritize is talking about what you're going to create next. And that way they remember that portion of it. The middle stuff you can just sprinkle in, talk about anything from the past that you feel like you want to. Leave out whatever it is you don't want to talk about, right? Okay, so I hope that little formula for you was helpful. If you have something coming up where you feel like you need help figuring out what to say, how to say it, then I actually can help you with that. I have sessions that I do with my clients called What to Say Sessions. And we literally just help them feel, figure out what they're going to say and help them feel confident about it. So we do a lot of work around negotiations, a big thing that I help people with, asking for the things that they want. Even just if they have something coming up that they're a little nervous about, how they're going to speak on something, we do some brainstorm sessions around that too. So if you find that, if you feel like you need that help, holla at your girl. I'm here for you. And also I'll have some show notes that you can access on my website around this episode that will kind of help go through this formula if you need that help and give you some examples as well. The website is intentionalmindpodcast.com. And let's just remind you that when you show up as your genuine self, you give people the opportunity to love you for genuinely you. So point out the commonalities that are true, because you know what it feels like to be around someone that's like not genuine? Like, we don't like that feeling. And energy is everything. So when you're meeting somebody new, make sure your energy is good, that do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel good. And just, we feel our best, I think, when we show up as our true selves. So thank you for giving me the space to show up as my true self. I hope that I can help more people do more of that. And if you like this podcast, please show it some love. Give it a review, share it with a friend, whatever. This helps it grow. And I think also it puts out energy. Energy is contagious, and you're putting out that love and that appreciation kind of energy, and that'll come back to you. I firmly believe that. I'm always trying to put more of that out there into the world. I know your time is precious, so I'm so grateful that you're here listening. Know we will be back every Thursday with a new episode. Now you go out there and make it an awesome day.